This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden said on Friday the U.S. economic crisis was deepening and that the government needs to take major action now to help struggling Americans. AP's Ben Thomas has more.
The virus is surging. We're 400,000 dead, expected to reach well over 600,000. Families are going hungry. People are at risk of being evicted. Job losses are mounting again. We need to act.
The two executive orders Biden signed would increase food aid, protect job seekers on unemployment, and clear a path for federal workers and contractors to get a $15 hourly minimum wage. He also pressed Congress to quickly consider the $1.9 trillion relief package he's proposing.
If we act now, our economy will be stronger in both the short and long run. That's what economists left, right, and center are telling us.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
Opening arguments in the Senate impeachment trial for former President Donald Trump on the charge of incitement of insurrection for the Capitol riot will begin on the week of February 8th. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer announced the schedule Friday evening after reaching an agreement with Republicans who had pushed to delay the trial to give Trump a chance to organize his legal team and prepare a defense.
We all want to put this awful chapter in our nation's history behind us.
Trump will be the first former president to face an impeachment trial after leaving office. Under the timeline, the House will transmit the impeachment article against Trump late Monday, with initial proceedings Tuesday. Opening arguments will be pushed to February, which allows the Senate time to confirm President Joe Biden's cabinet nominations and consider the COVID relief bill.